With us today, state veterinarian Dr. Rod Hall from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Dr. Hall, I know you've put the word out that you've got a lot of electronic ID tags for cattle available for producers and veterinarians alike. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, Ron, yep, thanks, and I appreciate the opportunity. USDA is concerned about our ability to trace livestock, specifically cattle, in the event of a foreign animal disease outbreak or even in domestic diseases like such as tuberculosis and diseases like this. In an effort to increase our ability or to make our traceability more efficient, they are promoting electronic identification tags to replace the old metal identification tags that we've used for since back in the 1940s or so. Those metal tags are used. There are orange ones for vaccinating heifers against brucellosis, what we call calf foot vaccination. And then there are silver ones that historically have been used for brucellosis and TB testing or just for identification in cases where animals had to have an official ID tag. So they are trying to transition. We don't know if or when that transition is going to take place exactly, but the proposal is that by 2023 that we would be transitioning to these electronic tags. So to try to, and I call it priming the pump, USDA has made a lot of these tags available at no cost to veterinarians and producers to use them. So we got during this calendar year that we're in right now, we got 350,000 split between just regular ID tags and calf foot vaccination tags. And next year we're supposed to get another 350,000. So we've sent out about 100,000 so far. So we've got a lot of tags that we need to get rid of. And so producers can use those if they're pregnancy testing their cows or getting them up for whatever reason, vaccination, deworming, they're breeding cow herds. They can order these tags, and we'll send them to them. We charge a very small shipping fee, but we'll get them, and then they can use those. Veterinarians can order them. The calf foot vaccination tags and apply those when they're vaccinating heifers for brucellosis. They also can order the non-calf foot vaccination tags just to use when they're testing animals or identifying them for interstate transport or for uses that they have to be identified for. The tags are little round button tags. They have a 15-digit number on them, and they also have a little chip that can be read with an electronic tag reader. And so once we get enough of those out there that people begin getting the tag readers, then they can read those tags much more quickly and efficiently, and that data can go into free software that is available through USDA. So once we get that transition made, it's just going to make identification and transferring that information around much, much more efficient and easier and much more accurate.
I know that we've got some groups that have been a little resistant to the idea of getting away from the metal tags. But yet, there's a lot of advantages to these electronic IDs, right?
There really is. And the metal tags, they work well. We've done well with them. It's just strictly a matter of we know that there's about a 30% rate of error when someone reads one of those metal tags and writes it on a sheet of paper, sends it in to us, and then I have someone who then has to try to read that person's handwriting and then type it into our database so we can search for those tags if we need to do a disease trace back. So, 30% rate of error, it just makes it much less efficient. And so that's the main reason for transitioning to the electronic tags, we just will be able to do a much better job and much quicker at recording and transferring that information.
Finally, Dr. Hall, obviously you've got tags available. What does a producer need to do if he wants a few tags?
They can go to our website and get an order form and fill that out and send it to us. They will need to, as I said, there's a small shipping fee, so they'll need to give us their credit card number, and I think it's up to about 1,000 tags. We charge $6 for the shipping fee and everything. The other thing they will have to do is they will need to have a premises ID number, because that's the way we link those tags to that particular producer or that particular premise. A lot of people already have those, but some do not. But we can get them a premises ID number very quickly, and that's available on our website as well.
And, of course, that's all about animal disease trace back. That's the way that you're able to track things down when and if we ever have to do something like that.
Exactly, yes. And I guess, you know, some people are a little hesitant about the premises ID number. I'd like to just emphasize that the only information we need to give someone that premises ID number is we need the name of the person who is operating that particular piece of property. We need, you know, their phone number. We need to know how to contact them. We need to know where that's located. So it would be a good physical address, like a 911 address, will typically work. And then we just need to know what species of livestock they have. We don't need to know how many, don't need to know what breed. It's just very simple information that a person can look up in most cases on the internet. So it's not a big intrusive form at all. I know you remember back in 2004, 2005, 2006, along in through there, there was a lot of pushback through a program that USDA was promoting at that time. But in me talking to producers now, I find that not nearly the pushback about the premise ID numbers like we were back then. I think people are beginning to understand that it's not an intrusive thing, and I would joke and tell them I don't have time to do the things that we really need to be doing that are really important to protecting Oklahoma's livestock, let alone try to figure out, you know, how many cows a certain guy's got or anything. So and that information is held here at the state. It's not something that we give to USDA either.
Our state veterinarian, Dr. Rod Hall, from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.